Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Week 4 in the NFL tonight, Seattle at Arizona. Seahawks a slight favorite on the road. The Bills the biggest favorite on the board this weekend, and maybe will end up being that for the entire NFL season. 15.5 or higher, depending on where you do your shopping. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, joined now on the Wester Hotline by Bet Sweats co-host Joe Ostrowski. Odyssey Insider Calls, BetMGM Network, Joe and Sam Paniatovic co-host Bet Sweats, which is excellent. Weekday mornings, 9 to noon. You can hear it on the Bet 1520. Joe, I mean, to say the least, there's a lot going on right now with all the college football, too. It looks like a great weekend there, plus Ryder Cup. And, I mean, hockey starting. I'm not sure we can bet on the preseason.
Gage Thompson hat trick bet season is upon us almost.
Here we go, Joe.
I can take a shot of whiskey if you'd prefer me to be Sam today.
I'm sorry. I had it wrong in my head all day, and I don't really know why. I'm sorry.
Well, you get into a rhythm with the football season, and if you miss a day, I totally understand it.
No, all right.
No worries at all. Yeah, a ton that is that's been going on right now. I mean, yeah, you throw golf into the mix, you're like, oh yeah, I gotta make sure I watch that. But I'm just here to so Bulldog can give me a long shot touchdown again on a Thursday. that's the entire reason.
I'm not as intimately familiar with these teams that are playing tonight as I am with the Bills. So I don't have like some third string tight end for you.
What's AJ Barner, Joe?
Ooh, AJ Barner. Okay. Give me a second on.
Like he's their number one and nobody knows who he is. So Seattle. Actually, while you're looking at that, I kind of love Harrison tonight.
It's 5-1, by the way.
All right.
Really? Why? So he's not going to drop passes now?
Well, I loved Andrews on Monday night because I thought maybe the incentive would be, let's see if we can rediscover Andrews.
Right.
I had a bet on him to catch a pass on their first drive. He caught the first pass of the game. 2 touchdowns. I wish I had that. I feel like that might be where they are with Harrison. I mean, the vibes are always weird with them, I think.
Yep.
And that drop, I mean, dropped one in the end zone, too, that was tougher. But the one who was wide open, like the center fielder, and just let it go right through his hands was egregious. And I don't know. They have a lot invested in him. The team's pretty good. I could see him being, like, first ball of the night and, you know, maybe more focus on Harrison than usual.
Barner is 5-1 for an anytime touchdown tonight. And we do this kind of a bit on the show, but it's the room. We find out what are the most popular bets, and they're so bad, just at everything. And we were shocked, just shocked, that the most popular player prop on tonight's game is Torrey Horton over 22.5 receiving yards. So we'll be going against that one for sure. I mean, that's just one. The public is really, they're going to find Horton. Okay, he's the guy because of what he did most recently. Now he's going to go over the number. So we'll be going against that one for sure. I like the Seahawks in the game. I think the Arizona Cardinals are quite fraudulent, but they did cover the number last week against San Francisco. Arizona's been outgained in all three games, including those first two, New Orleans and Carolina. For what it's worth, Seahawks beat them 7 times in a row. I don't want to say pleasantly surprised. I'm a little surprised, and almost there where I'm willing to admit that maybe I was wrong on Seattle because they're already outperforming my expectations.
I'm with you. I thought Darnold was going to be a disaster there. I didn't think they'd be able to block well enough for him and that he would just cave in and it would fall apart. And it certainly is not doing that.
Yeah, I'm at the point right now where I'm starting to think, okay, I get it because of the record. San Francisco's the favorite in the division. If it's not the Rams, it could be Seattle, and they're 7-1 right now. If they move to 3-1 tonight, I think they're going to be a very, very trendy pick. People will start to take a look at them. They should be fine. We'll find out a lot today. It's been pretty impressive. And the start of the season, they lose what? By 4 at San Francisco, that was kind of impressive too. Maybe people just wrote off McDonald after that 1 year, and it took a little bit of time, but that defense is pretty strong.
AJB, AJ Burner, some are calling him AJB, 5-1 to score tonight. Move over AJ Brown.
All right.
I've got one of those, not ladder bets, just exact order of finish. Seattle, Arizona, Seattle, San Francisco, Arizona. Oh. L.A. I might have a Rams problem, but...
L.A. last. Was the Stafford thing the...
Maybe. Thing? Actually, maybe. This is back in, months ago. So
yeah,
maybe.
That would make sense.
Yeah. They have an interesting game, I think, from a betting perspective this weekend, too. Rams hosting the Colts. Mm-hmm. I heard you guys talking about this game earlier. So now is the time, you think, where everybody's sort of woke to Indianapolis, and therefore they're a popular public bet?
Maybe a bit too much. Yeah, they are. Of all the popular plays, the only one that's an underdog is the Colts. That does not surprise me one bit. I don't know. It's probably more Colts, but I'm sure it didn't help a lot of people thinking, oh boy, how are the Rams going to get off the mat after the way that they lost that game? It definitely hurt bettors at the very least. With that touchdown at the end. You know, I was curious about Colts last week, doing it on the road for the first time. But you're facing one of the worst teams in football at Tennessee. They come out and they look as strong as they did at home. Jonathan Taylor with 3 touchdowns. But, yeah, we were curious, what if they have to play from behind? We haven't seen that. I think there are a lot of check marks that people are kind of waiting, at least I am, for the Colts to check off. But I think many are saying, hey, maybe we're all just wrong on this team. They're a true contender, and they're looking that way so far, but they haven't had a challenge like going on the road out to the West Coast. Not that that's a huge home field, but just facing a team and a defense like the Rams have right now. So that line went from 4.5 down to 3.5, has not budged there. It's going to be... Yeah, we had a bookmaker on the show today. This is going to be one of those situations. The public's on one side, and the pros, sharps, whatever you want to call them, are going to be on the Rams.
I always like it when the Colts play the Rams because it's fun to think about that these teams were traded for each other once. The franchises were traded for each other. Do you know that, Bulldog?
That sounds familiar, but I don't
Ursay,
have the story.
Ursay bought the Rams. The Rams were for sale. This is 73, maybe. 71, I don't know. Ursay buys the Rams stock, like becomes the controlling owner, and then trades them for the Colts. So Rosenblum takes over the Rams.
Okay.
And Ursay takes over the Colts. Rosenblum wanted to move the Colts.
So Rosenblum owned the Colts when they played the Jets.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
And then we don't have a lot of this, Joe, in sports, where two teams are just the owners trade teams. Pretty good.
Didn't even know.
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Think it affects the line.
I know the last week, certainly last week after, you know, we were going into week 3, after 2 weeks of NFL games, there was a lot of talk about, with both you and Sam, about how there's just been no upsets. Did that hold through week 3? I didn't like really keep track.
Oh, no. It finally happened, yes. I was thinking that would be the case, but yeah, we did get a couple of games with pretty big upsets. You know, it just got to a point. The Falcons...
Right,
ended up being an upset. Like, yeah. It's kind of ridiculous that they were favored by 5.5, but that's what it happened. And if you look at that box score, it's not like Carolina outplayed them by that much. It's just the game got away from them early. So remember, the Falcons were coming off that impressive Sunday night performance against the Vikings, so people were in on that. That was a big one. And the monster one, of course, the Browns beating the Packers.
Of course, right.
Yeah, that was the big one. And I guess you could include Monday night.
Yeah.
It was about 4.5. I mean, that was bigger than any upset we got in the first couple weeks. So, yeah. See, that felt more normal to me, what we saw in week 3 with a handful of upsets. That's the NFL that that we know and love, as opposed to the just all the favorites winning again and again.
Talking to you, that Browns result should have been top of mind, not to confuse you and Sam again, but Sam called that one on Friday with us. He liked that a lot, yeah.
Well, if the Bills lose Sunday, it might end up being the biggest upset of the year in the NFL. I mean, 15.5 or higher. What do you do with that, Joe? Like, is there a number? I mean, it just seems so gross. Homerism, you know, excluded, if I might, to think that New Orleans would win here. I mean, upsets happen, though, to kind of to the last point. Is this one imaginable?
And in it's Rattler's 10th career start. It would be his first win.
So well, he's what a way to do it.
Yeah, right. Coming into this game. A couple days ago, this number got to 17. So there are bettors that are just going to be like, come on, this is the NFL, 17 points. They're going to take the dog every time. I don't think there's too much rhyme or reason behind it. Maybe not waiting on the health of the Bills. Or does it even matter? Probably not. But, yeah, when Josh Allen is favored by more than a possession, 27-2 straight up. Now, as far as bringing the point spread into the game, 10 or higher, not great. 6-10-2 against the spread. But yeah, it's tough. I think this game is actually interesting on one sort of betting angle. I'm not doing anything with the game because, yeah, I hate point spreads that are north of 2 touchdowns. Sure, there could be a backdoor cover when a bunch of the backups are on the field, I guess. I won't be doing anything with it, but I think it's really fascinating from a survivor perspective. Because a lot of people think this might be the most popular pick ever that we've seen. Like in the Circa Survivor Contest, the owner of Circa Sports was saying, I think this is going to be the most popular pick ever. I don't think it's going to be that popular, but I understand. People kind of view it as a free space. Game theory point of view, I don't plan on taking the Bills.
Right.
I'll go elsewhere. There are 5 games of a touchdown or higher spread. So I'll go with one of those. We've seen mostly favorites get through anyways. And then if I don't take the Bills by the end of this week, probably the majority of people I'm going against have already used Buffalo. And there are a bunch of other opportunities I can use them.
You know, Detroit is the second highest spread. And as good as they looked Monday and as good as they were last year, there hasn't been an obvious spot to use them yet. Maybe week 2 people use Detroit when they played the Bears. And, I mean, the division could again be so strong that they go to, you know, they go to Kansas City still. Like, maybe Detroit is usable this week. We have a listener who sent me a great stat on point spreads. I think you would enjoy this. I'm not sure how, like, if it's actionable, but I think you would enjoy this. He looked up, Joe, that since the beginning of the 2022 season, so 3 years and change, including playoffs, Minnesota has only had one game where the spread was 7.5 or higher. Basically, in almost every game Minnesota has played in 3+ years, the spread is close.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like they're kind of like down the middle. This week it's 2.5, right, or so at in Dublin against the Steelers.
Dublin. Yes.
One game out of 50+ where their spread, one way or the other, was greater than 7. The Bills have had 24.
Wow.
In the same amount of time.
Sure.
Like almost half their games.
Yeah.
And, you know, have they been an underdog in any of them? No. Since 22? They've never been an 8-point underdog since 22, I think. So unless it's like a week 18 game or something. But 24 times, 7.5 or higher, Minnesota once, love it.
What I think is really interesting about that is it just happens to be a team that, for my money, I think most football fans would agree to an extent, they might have the best combo offensive mind, defensive mind of any coaching staff. Or they're one of the top, you know, 3 to 5 at the very least. And those little edges seem to work. If you look up, as far as NFL head coaches, one score record, O'Connell has one of the best in the NFL. He might be best right now, but he's up there. You know, even though everybody was talking about the Chiefs, that stretch finally ended. And then they had a couple of one-score losses in a row to start the season, which I thought was really interesting because that typically does balance out. But with certain coaches, not so much, even though they are the exception to the rule. And so far, KOC has been the exception to that rule.
Are you a Ryder Cup guy?
I'll pay attention during football season, especially with the games that we have Saturday too as well. And I mean, these games Sunday are pretty strong. So not as much, but I hate to say it. I am taking a look and I'm thinking Team Europe.
Oh, I have it.
They're the underdog and I like their group much better. At plus 150, we all know the trend and it's obvious about the home course. And that's been strong over the last number of years. But, yeah, I think Team Europe at plus 150 is a pretty good bet.
Sam called your show today the most un-American show he's ever worked on. I don't know if that's the whiskey talking, but it seems like everybody over there is on Europe. And, well, so am I.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Enjoy the weekend. Should be great.
All right, you guys too.
Thank you. Joe Ostrowski, the host of Bet Sweats with Sam Paniatovich, weekday mornings 9 to noon. You can also hear Joe on Sunday mornings, also on the Bet 1520, leading up until the 1 p.m. kickoffs. 803-0550 for your calls. We have Brian Koziol coming up to talk about the Ryder Cup, which gets underway tomorrow morning at 7 at Bethpage, Long Island. The pairings for tomorrow morning's foursomes matches are announced at 4. So they might drag that out, but we might get them while we're talking to Brian. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.